WTAW News Time is about 5 minutes after 8. It's 65 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board's second meeting to consider final recommendations of changing boundaries of 5th through 12th grade buildings starts this afternoon at 5. Almost all the board discussion is focused on students, but during last Tuesday's nearly three-hour dialogue, Carol Barrett remembered CSISD taxpayers, specifically on the topic of considering a bond issue to expand College Station High School when there is room for an additional 600 students at Consolidated.
We're with a bunch of people right now who are very passionate about, including our parents, who are very passionate about moving forward and telling us they'll buy a new building. But to some people, it matters a lot, and especially when you have to consider that not everybody's in the same position economically to say, yeah, that's a great idea to add that to my tax base.
The board also discussed the prospects of another rezoning in as little as 3 years, what will trigger the timing, and the possibility they will make decisions without a committee recommendation. A link to the 24 reports compiled so far is online at WTAW.com. Bryan School Superintendent Tommy Wallace and the district school board are considering what is being described as a voluntary separation agreement. The board considers taking action to end a more than six-year relationship tonight at 7.
No details of the proposed agreement have been released. This follows the board meeting behind closed doors for 4.5 hours Wednesday night on Wallace's contract. There's been no comment from Dr. Wallace, who 6 months ago received a contract extension through 2019. After Wallace missed a board meeting September 19th, he began a personal leave of absence. Since then, Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke has been in charge of Bryan ISD's more than 16,000 students and 2,400 employees. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Today is the grand opening of a clothing store for College Station ISD students in need.
Contrary to popular belief, about 35% of the kids in College Station ISD are low socioeconomic status. They are on free or reduced lunch. And last year we had about 75 students who were actually considered homeless.
Director of Instruction and Leadership Development, Kelly Kovacs, says the store is named for Chrissy Hester, who for more than 30 years served as a CSISD counselor and principal and is currently director for student services. Kovacs says any student, teacher, or staff member and their family can shop at Chrissy's Closet.
We'll sort of limit to begin with 5 items per child in the family or per staff member. But then if there is an additional need, of course, we'd like to fill that for any family.
Chrissy's Closet, located at College View High School on George Bush Drive, is open Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m. There's more information on donating and volunteering online at WTAW.com. There's a little magic coming to Bryan College Station this spring. A quaffle, 2 bludgers, and 1 golden snitch. That's what you need to play Quidditch. Harry Potter fans, you know what I'm talking about. And get ready, because Quidditch is coming to BCS.
They chose us because of the great Veterans Park facility that our College Station Parks and Rec runs and keeps well-maintained. And it's one of the premier in the nation. And when they saw that, you know, their jaws dropped.
Director of Bryan College Station Sports and Events, Dominique Powell, says they're hosting the U.S. Quidditch Association's Southwest Regional Championship this February. Quidditch, a sport made famous from the Harry Potter books, is now played by people around the world.
It's a contact sport, high energy, a lot of movement, a lot of things going on, people chasing people, people scoring. So you're never bored.
The tournament is scheduled for February 18th and 19th at Veterans Park. This week is Public Power Week. College Station and Bryan are among 72 cities in Texas with publicly owned utilities. Each day this week at BTU, Board Chairman Paul Turney says there are special activities.
Tuesday, we're having popcorn in front of the building at 1:30 p.m. until 3 p.m. Wednesday is a lunch and learn, so you can get a free lunch if you come by there. You have to RSVP so that we know the head count. But that's going to be at the City Hall.
The City of College Station has more information about Public Power Week online at blog.cstx.gov. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 65 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate by partnering partner with one of the trustworthy realtors for the BCS Association of Realtors. Hi, I'm Ed Berry, Executive VP of the BCS Association of Realtors. I'm proud to represent the amazing group of Brazos Valley Realtors who invest their money, efforts, and time in this community. Visit bcsrealtor.com to find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, our custom granite is definitely a cut above.
That's right, Suzanne. That's because we use a revolutionary new robotic cutting system. Its computer-controlled blades can cut with precision never possible before.
And we only use the best in 3CM granite, unlike our competitors.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L Series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Just about 8:11, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. If you'd like some more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Abundant sunshine across the area for today. Our temperatures up to 85 to 90 degrees this afternoon. We're clear into tonight, 65 to 70. Tomorrow, lots of sun yet again. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm late in the day. Anything that does develop, though, will be rather isolated. Highs near 90. Any storms diminish tomorrow night, there'll be some leftover cloudiness, 70 to 75. Sunshine, maybe a late-day storm Wednesday. Highs will be up around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. So visitors to New York City now can learn history about that local ferry that was destroyed by the giant octopus.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, y'all remember that, don't you?
That one somehow made its way out of my history book in school.
250-pound bronze monument has been erected in honor of the victims of the ill-fated Cornelius G. Kolff steam ferry incident in 1963.
Wow.
Yeah, but it didn't.
Oh.
No.
I was do you remember this?
No.
Well, the Battery
Park Monument features the sculpture of the Staten Island Ferry being dragged under by an octopus three times its size. Only problem is, it never really happened. The monument is a hoax. It's been fabricated by an artist. It took him 6 months to put together the elaborate practical joke. He says, I thought it was an insane idea, but then I thought it would be hilarious, too. So apparently you can go out there and you can find it.
All right.
What can I say?
Boy, it's a good thing, you know, neither Chelsea nor I decided to try to sound smart when we didn't know what we were talking about. We're just I remember when that happened.
Yeah, I'll go over that. All right, so chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets were apparently dreamed up by a brainiac at Cornell University over 60 years ago and obviously have become part of the American diet, particularly if you have children who just like to eat chicken and do that stuff. So, what fast food chain has the best tasting chicken nuggets?
Interesting.
Business Insider did a little research, discovered Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Takes the top prize because they're tender and they taste like
chicken.
Exactly. Who'd have thought
that's what we wanted out of our chicken nuggets?
That's right. So anyway, they cost about $3 for 8 pieces. McDonald's McNuggets came in second for being, quote, delightfully crispy, followed by Burger King, Wendy's, and that's about your top four.
All right.
So now, so I had a chance to try some chicken strips on Friday.
Just in general for the first time?
from this particular company.
Okay.
Yeah.
And?
They were terrible.
Ooh.
Oh.
They were horrible.
What was so bad about them?
They had no flavor and they were stringy.
Ooh,
yeah,
stringy.
Yeah. So anyway, yet about one nugget in, I was, or one strip in, I was sorry that we had three more.
Oh, yikes!
Anyway,
that's
sorry
bad.
About that. Experience.
Yeah, it really was. And that, you know, but that's the thing is, not that I'm a big chicken strip fan, but you know, I decided to eat that, and I will never go there.
Bad decision.
I just will never go there again. Huh. All right. So if you've ever been to the East Coast, New York City, Sixth Avenue, New York City, the Carnegie Deli, it is world famous. because they're overstuffed pastrami sandwiches and corned beef sandwiches on rye. I mean, they
are. I've been.
Yep, ginormous. Yep. They are ginormous.
And really expensive.
Yep. That's, well, again, it's the big city. Their current owner says that she wants to retire from running the restaurant and says she's closing December 31st.
Oh.
Yeah. The announcement on the restaurant's Facebook page claims probably one of the most difficult decisions we have made. Obviously, they have a few licensed locations around the U.S., which will continue to serve it. But I bet you somebody steps up.
Yeah, I'm thinking, how do you not have anyone who works for you that wants to take over?
But you're right. I mean, it's pretty danged expensive for a sandwich, but at least you can say you've been there, right?
So you got less than 2 months to go check that out at the one in New York.
Yeah, so. Prince William, he's like anybody else, even though he's going to be the future king of England. You know, he's the dad of young kids.
Right.
Understands he needs a little downtime. Us Weekly reports that he and his wife popped into a new hospital during a trip to Canada where they met with a few locals and their kiddos. It was at that point that the future king remarked that toddlers, quote, don't have much of an attention span, end quote. Yeah. And also wished moms of their 4 months old good luck as you get into that teething phase.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all right. Even if you are king of England, some things make you just like...
You're still human.
Right, yep. Everybody else.
Yep.
China is experimenting with transparent bathroom stalls.
Why?
Brand new see-through restrooms are now open to the public at China's Shenyang Lake Resort. The bathrooms provide a 360-degree view of the surrounding forest. And,
So can you see out and people can see in?
Well, I'm not sure. Officials say the restrooms are built specifically for tourists with no concern for privacy.
Oh, so no. So it's people are totally transparent.
Who would they be?
Yeah, what?
Who would they be?
From what country?
Well, and yeah, exactly. They're saying tourists
France,
with no concern.
France, those nudist beaches.
There you go.
Maybe that's
yeah.
it, but I'm thinking that... Oh. Be a very limited group.
Yeah.
So we have a Muggle story earlier this morning, right?
Ooh.
With Quidditch and all that, right?
Yep.
Muggle, actually riding on the Hogwarts Express ride on at Universal Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, his e-cig in his pocket exploded.
Uh-oh.
Blew out a fireball that hit a girl who's 14. Both the man and the girl were injured with burns, but they're expected to fully recover.
Wow.
Mm.
That's a little scary.
Yeah,
those lithium batteries, man.
Yes. Did Samsung, is Samsung making e-cigs down too?
Probably.
No.
Hey, got a question. Is something going on with the streaming?
Yes, and we are on the issue, and we will have that fixed as soon as possible.
All right, thank you.
You bet. What's going on?
I think from the sounds of it, the Learfield... message is still playing.
Oops.
Instead of our programming.
Oh.
So we have gotten a few texts about that. So okay. If you're right. trying to do that, we'll have that
All
fixed
right.
soon.
We're on it. We can't we cannot stream the games this year. We've been able to do that in the past. We can't. So we put this thing up that tells you that.
And mm-hmm. it just hasn't come down.
And it hasn't come down.
Right.
Okay. So. Well, there you are. So a Massachusetts man has become a millionaire for the second time.
Oh.
If you're wondering where your luck is, Kevin Phillips has probably got it.
Must be nice.
One Kevin Phillips of Lakeville, Massachusetts, cashed in on a Massachusetts state lottery $1 million jackpot 2 years ago after buying a $10 ticket. This time he bought a $5 win-it-all ticket from a local grocery store, scoring himself another mil. Says he'll use part of that as a trip to Disney World.
What?
I don't know. That's just...
He probably wanted to go try pass a kidney stone.
Could be. Get on that roller coaster and rock and roll.
He probably wanted to try to go to Disney World because just with that first million, he just couldn't quite make it work.
There's not enough money. That's right.
Man.
Okay, here we go. Bowling Green State University. I don't know how much this cost. Entitled people who feel superior to others often end up unhappy when reality fails to match their expectations.
Of course. How selfish of me. Yeah. Let's do all the things that you want to do.
This study from Bowling Green State University found that entitled people are especially vulnerable to disappointment. Imagine that.
What are the odds?
And when disappointment strikes, well, WebMD says it can mean mean, angry outbursts, blaming others, social strife, collapse relationships, and even... depression.
No.
You see, entitlement in psychological terms, is a personality trait where a person has an exaggerated belief that he or she is an exceptional person, and therefore the rules don't apply. So they deserve more than others.
So Hillary Clinton is what you're saying.
Well, a lot of people. A lot of people on a lot of levels. Hello.
So do you have any advice for those of us who feel entitled to listen to Dave and Dave broadcast Aggie games on our devices?
Oh, well, you know, I can't tell you what else to do. I mean, you can listen, obviously, to our station directly, but you can't just stream it. So turn on your radio. I know if you're not in town, that doesn't help you very much. And we're very sorry, but those are just, you know, the people who own the rights decided that's what they were going to do.
Mm-hmm. So
we just kind of live with that. All right, new research says that by the year 2050, half of the world's population will be nearsighted. Common vision problem, myopia, of course, causes close objects to appear clearly, but not faraway ones. Faraway ones.
Faraway ones.
That's a word.
Okay.
CBS says the number of U.S. Americans with myopia has increased significantly from the 1970s to nearly 2000. Reason for the increase in nearsightedness? Genetics plays a part, but kids spending too much time inside could also be to blame.
Playing video games.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's always video games.
Neurotransmitter in our brains, they get, what happens is the dopamine is stimulated by sunshine.
Ooh.
And that controls how your eyes, in fact, grow.
If open the blinds, kids.
You don't have enough. That's right. While you're sitting at the computer, let the sun shine in on you.
There you go.
If you don't have enough dopamine, then the shape of your eye gets longer, and that causes nearsightedness.
Huh.
So there you are.
It's interesting.
Well, again, they're telling you exactly how to keep that from happening.
Yep.
If you think you could maybe force yourself to be outside, might be a good idea, just to see. But then there's this. Researchers say the same brain circuits are involved when obese people fill their stomachs with food as when drug addicts think about drugs.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, here we go on this trail. Time for the insurance companies to line up because the findings suggest overeating and addiction may be linked. The finding may help in creating better treatments for obesity, a growing problem worldwide. Okay, you're obese and you can't help it. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you're going to say, oh, yeah. Well, guess what? How many Americans know what hunger feels like?
True.
Because, you know, there's a whole bunch of folks who don't. Yeah, you think you know what hunger feels like. No, you don't.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
You look at the clock.
Craving
and go,
that donut is not a hunger.
That's not
my
hunger.
My gosh, it's 3:30. I haven't eaten a meal in 2 hours. I need to go through the drive-thru. Just hit the drive-thru. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Who's hitting the drive-thru at 3:30?
Yeah.
Who is hitting the drive-thru at 3:30?
People.
Yeah,
Scott.
They are. Yes,
people.
They are. There's a lot of them. Okay, now, I don't know who Nick Franklin is. That plays for the Tampa Bay Rays. Do we know him?
Nope.
Okay. Plans to spend part of his off-season driving people around Orlando for Uber. Started doing it last winter because he was bored, and he decided he needed to have something to do. So he did, enjoyed it. He's going to do it again.
Huh.
He says, I wanted to do something on the weekends because I never really do anything. Said he got off to a rough start last winter getting a speeding ticket on his very first trip.
While he's Ubering.
Yeah, exactly. That's not a good thing.
No.
But has enjoyed the experience, making around 25 trips in his truck, usually around downtown Orlando hotspots, even providing water and tissues to his passengers. Oh, good job. And he says he gets a rating of a 4.9 on a 0 to 5 scale.
I mean, he only makes $500,000 a year, so picking a little extra cash with Uber.
But the thing is, you know, whenever I use Uber, we talk to the driver because they've got stories.
They do.
It's far more entertaining than, you know, being in a cab.
Well, it's probably better than, you know, some other extracurricular activities that he could be doing on the weekend.
Yeah.
Exactly.
As a professional athlete.
It makes sense that he has a great rating, too, because with those stories, you know, it makes him a good Uber driver. I'm guessing that point one that he's missing is the time that he got the speeding ticket.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, aside from that, I just, I'm kind of glad he wants to actually be out there and touch
neat.
With the real people. All right, Chelsea, this will probably be more helpful to you from an informational standpoint than us.
Okay.
But, career ladies, You want to skip the razor in the morning and do that in the afternoon or evening. That's the best time to shave your legs is in the evening. Beauty experts tell good housekeeping. Well, I mean, there's some guys who do.
True.
Like swimmers.
Cyclists and people like that. They'll do that from time to time. Anyway, beauty experts tell Good Housekeeping magazine that your legs become warm, they swell slightly, and those little hairs then retreat back into the follicles. So the best time is in the evening.
Well, let me tell you, I'm not shaving my legs at 4 a.m.
No,
so.
I understand. Me neither. But that's what they tell
us. Good to know.
Generally, in the evening, it's better to
All right.
Okay, you've been told.
I've been informed.
On Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW. Think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Swimming pools are an investment in your home and your family's enjoyment. Why not protect that investment with someone you can trust? The Pool Guy is the premier service provider in Bryan-College Station. The Pool Guy offers a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians and quality products to fill your every need. The Pool Guy offers service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, and even complete renovations. The Pool Guy understands a swimming pool's needs, your expectations, and is the preferred service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a Bale Track Pro Monitor controller, and a mega-wide plus pickup with mega-tough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest-growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
Designing with virtual hands. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Arkiverse is a virtual reality program where you put on goggles, enter a 3D space, and use your hands to create and shape buildings, pavilions, sculptures, pretty much anything. You can invite friends to join you and collaborate in the space, and even 3D print objects you create. Arkiverse is the master's thesis project of architect Jacob Hammond at the Harvard Graduate School of Design.
It's actually not limited to architects. In fact, it's something that anyone can use. So you start to work with these shapes, blocks, spheres, triangles, and using your fingertip can sketch and draw doodles in 3D space.
At a recent science conference, I was able to climb in and quickly start building things, limited only by my complete lack of design sense. You can check out Arkiverse at scienceupdate.com. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. San Diego-based Qualcomm is in talks to acquire NXP Semiconductors of the Netherlands, a deal that likely would cost more than $30 billion. NXP shares surged 17% on the news, while Qualcomm shares rose more than 6%, an indication that shareholders approve of such a tie-up. Chipmakers have been moving toward consolidation as sales growth fades. Shares of Deutsche Bank fell as much as 8.7% to their lowest price in decades, following reports that some big Deutsche Bank clients moved to pull billions of dollars from the bank amid concerns about its stability. Alphabet's Google has opened its Waze ride ride-sharing service to San Francisco area users, expanding a pilot program and confirming the company's interest in the lucrative ride-hailing industry. Smartphone users in the area can now download a mobile app called Waze Rider to request rides to and from work from drivers using Google's popular Waze navigation app. On Wall Street, futures a bit lower. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
If you've ever considered selling, or especially buying, anything through Craigslist, then you need to know the top five signs that you're about to get ripped off. Kim Commando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. I'm not saying don't use Craigslist. Just be aware it's loaded with scams. Craigslist takes no responsibility for any transaction. So here are the top five signs that you're about to be ripped off. When a buyer or seller will never meet you face-to-face, or will only meet at your home. When you see a Craigslist ad that speaks only in vague generalities, such as your area, instead of the actual name of your town. Anytime a buyer or seller is in another country, or any transaction involving checks, that especially includes cashier's checks. And if you're using Craigslist to rent or buy real estate, anytime a seller or a landlord wants money or a credit report before they will show you the property. If any of these signs appear, abandon the deal quickly. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. You really need to check this out. Epson's revolutionary EcoTang printers. And listen to this. Cartridge-free printing. That's right. Epson has produced a refillable ink tank ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 8,500 pages. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. You save up to 80% on ink with low-cost replacement bottles. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Go cartridge-free for an unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Tonight could be the end of the six-year relationship between the Bryan School Board and Superintendent Tommy Wallace.
Tonight's board agenda includes consideration of a voluntary separation agreement. No details have been released. After meeting last Wednesday night behind closed doors for 4.5 hours, Board President Doug Warnenberger responded to those who are in the dark and want to know what's going on.
If they can wait until our next meeting, then we should have some clarification on that.
There's been no response from Dr. Wallace following repeated requests for comments since he went on his personal leave almost 2 weeks ago. Wallace's contract runs through 2019 after receiving an extension from the board last March. If the board approves the separation agreement, the agenda calls for considering an interim superintendent. Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke has been in charge of Bryan ISD's more than 16,000 students and 2,400 employees since Wallace left September 19th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The next opportunity for the College Station School Board to approve boundary changes of 5th through 12th grade campuses is this evening. During the last discussion of a 37-member committee's final recommendations, board members Jeff Harris and Michael Schaefer questioned where consultants thought where campus populations would increase in the future.
I'm lumping all demographers together.
Is that like putting all lawyers together?
Yes.
I still don't think how we can seriously take their projections, and I don't think I would bet my paycheck this month that where they're at in 4 years is where we're going to be. Nothing against them.
Today's CSISD meeting starts at 5 in the boardroom. Chrissy's Closet was an idea born about a year ago when two College Station ISD employees wanted to help students in need.
All of the CSISD students and their families, as well as any teacher or staff member in College Station ISD, can use Chrissy's Closet. They can come in any Monday when we're open, which starts on October 3rd from 4 to 6 p.m.
Director of Instruction and Leadership Development Kelly Kovacs says the free store carries new or gently used clothes, shoes, coats, and personal hygiene products. Chrissy's Closet, named after longtime CSISD administrator Chrissy Hester, is located at College View High School on George Bush Drive. More information on how to volunteer or donate is online at WTAW.com. Bryan and College Station are among 72 cities in Texas with publicly owned utilities. That's being promoted during this week, which is Public Power Week. The board chairman at BTU, Paul Turney, says special activities begin this morning at 10 with coffee and donuts in the BTU lobby.
Thursday is a small giveaway. If you come through the BTU drive-thru, there'll be some small items to be given away. And then on Friday, they're going to have half-price appetizers out at Lakeside Ice House out at Lake Bryan.
The City of College Station has more information about Public Power Week online at blog.cstx.gov. Harry Potter fans, get excited and mark your calendars for this event. Bryan College Station is playing host to the U.S. Quidditch Association's Southwest Regional Championship this spring. Director of Bryan College Station Sports and Events, Dominique Powell, says the sport made famous from the Harry Potter books is now being played by humans, or muggles, as Potter fans call us, all over the world.
The kids will love it because they'll think of Harry Potter, some people running around with some broomsticks, but the fans will love it because of the high energy, and like I said, there's some high-impact plays out there, and there's a lot going on, so it'll keep you entertained the entire time.
Powell says the event is scheduled February 18th and 19th at Veterans Park. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 65 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Howdy, Ags. I'm Robert Collins with Texas Country Catering. We would love to help you make your next banquet or family party a huge success. We take great care to make sure your guests enjoy our family-made from scratch home cooking and our great service. Let us know if we can help you the next time you need a catering service. Call my daughter Michelle or me at 979-218-3628. That's 979-218-3628. Thanks, and gig 'em.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean. But only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Good morning. It's 8:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Abundant sunshine across the area for today. Our temperatures up to 85 to 90 degrees this afternoon. We're clear into tonight, 65 to 70. Tomorrow, lots of sun yet again. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm late in the day. Anything that does develop, though, will be rather isolated. Highs near 90. Any storms diminish tomorrow night, there'll be some leftover cloudiness, 70 to 75. Sunshine, maybe a late-day storm Wednesday. Highs will be up around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Time to talk about things going on at the Bush Library and Museum. David's here this morning. How are you today?
I am doing well, and it's getting a little chilly out there, I see.
We're glad to have that, aren't we? It's kind of nice to have. So we continue with our cars, but I know that once again, y'all are going to make another leap, and you're gonna be changing cars out. That happens in October. Tell us about that.
Yeah, October 16th. So right now we got the cars from the 1960s in there. So, and it's been great. We've heard a lot of positive reaction to it. You got cars in there, so like the 1969 Camaro, the 66 Ford Mustang, 66 GTO. It's, once again, it's like you're walking back into the 1960s. It's everything. There's articles, there's posters, there's a television with the shows. You're walking into it a different time, a different era.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. And October also, of course, means Halloween, and that's a big time out at the Library and Museum. What are y'all doing this year for Halloween?
Yeah, it's October 30th from 3 to 6. Once again, it's our annual Halloween event. It's trick-or-treating, and we're going to have a costume contest. So there's going to be the bounce houses. There's going to be free candy. And this is one of the few times during the year that we have the free admission in the library. And so the kids go in there, and they're all dressed up really nice. Once again, they get free candy. There's games, bounce houses, snacks, drinks. They usually have like, cookies in there. And it's really fun. The costume contest is really fun. We have some photos up on Flickr.
Oh, fun.
And we'll be putting them on our Facebook page and our social media. And it's really great. It's like that one time where adults get to be kids a little bit,
sure,
too.
Sure, you bet.
So it's a really fun
Okay,
thing.
So that'll be on the 30th, right?
That'll be on the 30th.
Okay. And all right, how about as far as speaking engagements, presentations are concerned?
We have a couple of great speakers coming in. Very interesting. On the 4th at 6:30, we're welcoming author, historian, and attorney Talmadge Boston.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be speaking about the 10 presidential leadership commandments
okay.
of presidential leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And he studied this for many years, and it's one of those deals where he wants to be able to talk to people so they can, you know, make an informed decision about their vote coming up. But, you know, kind of the lessons learned from past presidents,
mm-hmm.
and what that means for our future president, because there's going to be a future president,
sure.
soon. And then what we should look for, and then what he's kind of assessed as success when it comes to the president.
Okay. And also, I think the Bush School has a special presentation that's coming up as well. Is that right, that they're going to have?
Yeah. And the Bush School, they're doing their 2016 McLean Leadership and Business Award, and they're going to be honoring David Weekley. And that's going to be on the 5th at 5:30 p.m. at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. Now, I hear the David Weekley is kind of Houstonian.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some people may have heard about him. He's Weekley Holmes.
Yes, yes.
So they're going to be honoring him. He's been doing it for many, many years.
Yeah.
He started when he was 23, building homes, and 40 years later, nationally recognized as one of America's 500 fastest-growing companies. So they're going to be honoring him. He's going to be speaking. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a very interesting engagement.
Sure. So if they want any information about everything we talked about, what do they do?
They can just go to bush41.org and click on the events tab, or they can call 691-4014.
Got it. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 8:43. Okay, here we go. It's the story of Ben Lovatt. He runs the Skull Store Oddity Shop.
Okay.
Of course he does.
Skull Store Oddity Shop.
Anything called Oddity Shop,
mm-hmm.
kind of need to know that when you go in, there'll be odd stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Toronto. He sells human skulls, shrunken heads, and brains, even human brains. He started out doing taxidermy and somehow morphed into this.
Somehow?
Yeah.
Somehow?
Seems like a normal transition.
Of course, yeah. The shrunken head of a child sold for $25,000.
Oh.
Out of the thousands of items we have carried, he says, the human body parts definitely stand out.
What?
Our human parts come from a different places, but all human specimens can be summed up into two categories. Medical skulls, typically bleached white and potentially with a hinged jaw, are usually specimens that may had their origins as teaching tools, and they were sold to art and medical students by their schools. Then there are the anthropological human remains that are a bit more complicated, according to Ben. in some instances, you could be dealing with skulls or trophies taken during tribal warfare, dating centuries back. Yeah.
Or you could have the poltergeist problem and have one from an Indian burial ground.
You could do that, too.
Just bring some scariness into your house.
Upset your business a little.
It's October, so...
He's doing well. Business is booming, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which is more disturbing, the fact that it's doing well or that people that he wants to do this or that there are people who spend a lot of money for it. All right.
It's all disturbing, all of it.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Time for another classic primetime soap opera coming back. Dynasty. Dynasty is going to be making a comeback, apparently. On the CW network.
Cool.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's that. Linda Evans, she was in that. Okay. And Joan Collins and John Forsythe as well.
So is it like a remake or are these?
Yes, it's a remake. Okay. We're going to do a new one. Apparently, Crystal Jennings will now be a Hispanic woman named Crystal Jennings. Spelled differently. I don't know who either of them are, but anyway. So it'll be like a Hispanic twist on Dynasty.
Okay.
All right.
Saturday Night Live ratings season opener were the best in 8 years.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad's Margot Robbie, is that her name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hosted. Alec Baldwin apparently did a Donald Trump impersonation.
Yeah, apparently it was supposed to be amazing.
Okay. Next week it's the guy who was starred in Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda. He'll host, and 21 Pilots will be the musical guest.
And I think The Weeknd was the musical guest this weekend.
For this one? All right, so all went well there. Good ratings for MacGyver, whose second week picked up 9.1 million viewers on Friday night. CBS's Hawaii 5-0, 9.6, and Blue Bloods did 10.4, so they win the Friday night.
There you go.
And
Did you watch MacGyver? I knew you mentioned you were going to.
You know, I've captured it. I haven't watched it. Okay. My wife watched it, said it wasn't very good, but I'll go back and we'll see.
All right.
We're casting about trying to find new things. I did watch the second episode of Designated Survivor.
Okay.
And that seems to have that held up.
Yep.
That's okay.
I got caught up on How to Get Away with Murder and Grey's Anatomy. They both started back a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Murder is doing well, I think.
It is. It's
ratings.
You know, it's a little tough to follow, even if you watch every single episode, you know, pretty religiously, because they just go back and forth in time.
Okay.
A lot.
All right.
And so...
Is that good? Is that attractive to you? Is that one of the things that's neat about it or no?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, it definitely is unique to the show. I know other shows do that, but it really kind of hops around 2 months later, 2 months before, 4 months later, And so you really have to follow it and you really have to pay attention. So sometimes that gets a little tough.
I think you're asking a lot of people in this day and time to do that.
You are. And I'm not trying to make, you know, Americans seem not smart.
No.
But it's hard to follow. And you know, especially with like a season premiere, because they'll say, you know, all last season on How to Get Away with Murder, but you're still kind of like, wait, what happened? You almost feel like you have to go back and watch the last couple of episodes from the previous season to get refreshed.
But when
get
they make
up.
The time shift, do they tell you somehow? Do they put
they
up
do.
On the screen?
Yes, they do. They
but
put
if you
it up
look
on the screen,
down and you miss that,
you have no idea what's going on.
Right, but they do, but it's still tough. And they do it so often. It's not just this once in a while, let's go back and see. But it's the point of the show is to keep you wanting to see what it leads up to and everything.
Until
so.
You don't.
Until you don't.
And then
until
you
just get tired of it. Yeah, exactly. Until you just get tired of it.
I forget the movie that was about, it was about a dream sequence, and were you in a dream sequence or not? It came out about three years ago. Rendition, that's not right.
No, but I know what you're talking about.
I didn't care. I just turned it off after 45 minutes going, I don't care if this is now or if this is in the future or if this is a dream or this is reality. Yep. At some point, you got to have a story that transcends that kind of stuff. And, so this is the second year for it.
I believe this is the third season.
Third year, okay.
Third
right.
season. Well, yep.
If you want to buy in at that level,
right.
You know, put the phone down and not – you know, not answered or text.
It's definitely not a show, though, that you can even hop into at the beginning of a season. I mean, you need to go back and watch from the beginning.
Wow.
I would say so. Yeah.
That's asking a lot for people to be that invested in the show. But that's, anyway, it seems to be doing pretty well, though, right now.
Yeah, no, it is. It's interesting.
Well, it is time to talk about what's going on the Brazos Valley stages. And, you know, before I told you that things were a little slow as we got out of the summer and into the fall. Well, now things are picking up, and they are picking up big time. There's a lot to tell you about. Let's start off with Stage Center. We're driving Miss Daisy. It started September 29th and go through October the 15th. Now, these are shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all at 7:30. And you can get more information going to their website, stagecenter.net. The theater company of the Brazos Valley, it started September 30th, will go until October the 16th. Disney's Little Mermaid. Friday and Saturday and Sunday are the shows. You got 7 o'clock shows Friday and Saturday and 2 o'clock matinees on Saturday and Sunday. Go to theatercompany.com for more information on that. The Navasota Theater Alliance, it's The Count Will Rise Again, Dracula in Dixie, October the 6th through the 23rd. Now, these shows are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7, and then a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. 13 shows and an extra show, a matinee, on Saturday, October the 22nd. Brenham's Unity Theater presents Blithe Spirit. Actually, that has already started a 12-show run, but there are 8 shows left that you can catch any of them. They're Thursday at 7:30, Saturday and Friday at 8 o'clock, and Sunday at 4 o'clock. So 8 more shows, and that runs until October the 9th. You can go to unitybrenham.org. for more information on that. The Brazos Valley Troupe just finished a production of Carly's Corner. And then later in October, October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, it's called Curly Tops. Go to bvtroupe.com for more information, ticket information, and all that on those two shows from Brazos Valley Troupe. It is a big, big, busy October for MSC Opus, and it all gets started on October the 13th. I've been to this show before, and it's a great time of year for it, of course. It's Capital Steps. It's a parody about politics. And boy, do they have a lot of material now. It'll be at 7:30 at Rudder Theater. This is part of the Intimate Gathering series, Capital Steps. You will laugh. You will love it. Then 2 days later, October the 15th, the Family Fun Series starts with Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live. That'll be coming up at 1 o'clock. And that'll be at Rudder Auditorium. Then October the 18th and 19th on the main stage, The Illusionists, live from Broadway. That'll be at 7:30. That'll be 2 shows, October the 18th and the 19th. And then the Family Fun again on October the 23rd, The Aluminum Show. That'll be at 1 o'clock at Rudder Auditorium. So a really, really busy month of October for MSC Opus, as they are with all the stages on the Brazos Valley. Remember, you can go to those different websites and get all the information. Again, for Stage Center, it is stagecenter.net. For the theater company, it's theatercompany.com. For the Navasota Theater Alliance, it's navasotatheater.org. For Brenham Unity, it is unitybrenham.org. And for Brazos Valley Troupe, it's bvtroupe.com. And for MSC Opus, it is mscopus.org. Go to all those websites. You can get tickets on those websites, get more information than what I've given you. But a busy, busy October on the local stages in Bryan College Station, where they got some of the best entertainment around. Okay? Okay. Hey, that is a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Nest with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Nest, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Need to get to the Houston airport. It's a hassle, traffic sometimes. Gosh, you've been on 290 lately. You've seen how horrible that can be, how backed up you get. Take the stress away. Let groundshuttle.com get you to either the Houston airport or Intercontinental or Hobby. They've got 10 trips a day to Bush, and they have 4 a day to Hobby. But most importantly, you get a chance to sit back, relax, commute in comfort. Wi-Fi is available on some shuttles. They can pick you up, in fact, at your home. That's available if you just make arrangements ahead of time. Or you can be picked up and dropped off at Easter, whatever works for you. Don't get into a bind on your connecting flight. Sit back, relax, catch up on your email. Just enjoy yourself and let the drivers take care of it. GroundShuttle.com has been around for a couple of years, taking care of you when you need to get to someplace. Now, not just the airport. Remember that Ground Shuttle also has charter services that are available for your group that needs to go almost anywhere. And they also have in-town private car service as well, and a Mercedes 2350. So all you need to do is call 855-303-4415. That's 855-303-4415. Or you can make your reservations and find out more information at groundshuttle.com.
Throw on your boots and round up the herd. Come celebrate 5 years of fun at the Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo, October 21st through the 23rd. Enjoy great concerts by Steve Warner, Jason Bolin and the Stragglers, For a Season, the Emotions Band, and more. Watch the exciting nightly rodeos and take time to play in the huge carnival. Admission is only $12 for ages 13 and older, and ages 12 and under get in free. For discounted specials and everything Brazos Valley Fair, visit BrazosValleyFair.com.
It's Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One. Speaking with Ron Smith.
Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American-made, and that's really a great thing for a very high-quality product.
They're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. There go about 4 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW at the Infomaniacs. Okay, so let's say that, well, you're trying to sell something like Craigslist, sites like that. They've made selling old furniture a lot easier. Biggest problem is getting people interested in your old furniture, though, and the photos that you take. And again, it is on you. So here's what you do. No inside flash photography. Take the piece of furniture outside, get some natural light on it. Yeah, I know that we'll see the worn spots, but what can I say? Anyway, but then you get the true color of it, too, which helps out a lot. Mm-hmm. And also show scale. People need to know the true size of the furniture.
Oh, yeah.
Dimension, just listing the dimensions would be helpful, or just have something familiar nearby it so you can see that.
Right.
Again, decent lighting and scale can make all the difference. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, let's go see what's free on Craigslist in Bryan College Station today. They have free honeybees today in College Station, if you want to get those. Free boxes for moving. Free kittens. They've always got free kittens.
Always.
Free kittens.
There's free firewood, which basically shows, I don't know, like a 20-foot tree laying on the ground.
Okay.
Which is, okay. But there's also someone looking for free plastic dresser drawers. Oh. Drawers.
Yep.
They said they got rid of their wood one. They want a plastic one. Maybe the best freebie, in New Baden, there's a mobile home.
Let's think about that. There's no telling what condition it's in. It's free.
It means obviously they want to get rid of it, and so
badly
they'd like for you to help them do that if that's at all possible.
Hey, you missed one national day today earlier in the show. It's Mean Girls Day.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, what? Because on October 3rd, he asked me what day it is. So it's Mean Girls Day. Okay. Celebrate as you wish.
All right. Okay. Michael Jackson no longer owns the Beatles' sound catalog. Wall Street Journal says that Sony ATV Music Publishing just paid the Jackson estate for 50% share, his 50% share, $750 million, which means the whole thing's worth between $2.2 and $2.4 billion. ATV, I know, ATV Music bought the rights to the Lennon-McCartney song publishing company, Northern Songs, back in 1968 after Brian Epstein, the manager, died. Michael Jackson bought ATV in 1984 after Paul McCartney basically told him song publishing was an easy way to make a whole lot of money. Sony offered Michael Jackson $90 million for their 50% share back in 1995. Fast forward 20 years, that $90 million becomes $750 million. Dollars.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yes, it is. Now, McCartney and Yoko Ono will start getting back the rights to some of the McCartney and Lennon songs in 2018 because the Copyright Act in 1976, where the song goes back to him after 56 years.
Mm.
So, for time being anyway, they're going to have that, but $750 million goes to the Michael Jackson estate just for that. I know. By the way, remember, it's Work at Home Week. If you get the opportunity to do that, go ahead. However,
I don't see who like makes that up. Who gets to say, and all the bosses everywhere are going, no, it's not.
Yeah. Exactly. That's my thought, because if you don't show up to work and the boss goes, where are you? You go,
It's National Work at Home.
Right. I was working at home.
You know, last week we were talking about Rolling Stone magazine naming us the best 100 shows of all time, and I got a call, and it's a good point. The guy said, where's the Andy Griffith Show?
Ooh.
Which was. And today is the anniversary of when it premiered back in 1960. Oh. And a year later, the Dick Van Dyke Show. And you think about that, Dick Van Dyke and Andy Griffith, two guys who spent tons of their life on television.
Right.
Sure. And were really very, very popular. Captain Kangaroo also debuted on this date in 1955.
Hey.
And George Washington said, let's have Thanksgiving and have A&M in Texas. Oh, never mind. All right, we're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW. College Station Brian, a little bit warmer this week. We'll get up to 90 before the week is over.